It's all over here in McCool Park, and Donegal Ladies have got their National Football League campaign off to a winning start. They've defeated Galway here on night one by 10 points to 7. Jerilyn McLaughlin, the star of the show, as per usual, she's clipped 7 for the winners, with Karen Guthrie 2 and late substitute Katie Hearn adding 1 from play right at the very start. It was McLaughlin from a free that kicked Donegal ahead, but then on 5 minutes, centre half forward Mairead Shoiga for the tribeswoman levelled matters up. A brace then for Donegal. McLaughlin again from a free, and Karen Guthrie on the quarter hour mark left it 3-1 in Donegal's favour before the water break. Donegal indeed were very fortunate not to concede a goal just before that there whistle, when Shoiga got in behind, but she flashed her shot just wide. When things got going again in the second quarter, McLaughlin from another free on 21 minutes pushed Donegal out to 4-1 ahead. Then on 25 minutes, Karen Guthrie out in front switched the ball into McLaughlin, but on her weaker left foot she just blazed over the bar. But still, that consolation effort of a point pushed Donegal 5-1 ahead. They were in good control at that there stage, 4-point cushion, but Leanne Cohen with too much space soon after kicked Galway's second off the night. Then McLaughlin again, Niamh McLaughlin this time actually, with a brilliantly incisive ball inside to Karen Guthrie. Guthrie turned her marker, but the angle was against her and her shot was straight at Galway custodian Alana Griffin. On 29 minutes, McLaughlin from a free made Donegal 6-2 leaders. That's a 4-point advantage on half time. And then into the second half, at the very start, Galway a wee bit quicker out of the blocks this here time. Kate Slaven with a brilliant point, leaving it 6-3. Still double scores there. Donegal 3 ahead at that stage. 36 minutes, Ava Denovan with a brilliant point, left it 6-4. Jerilyn McLaughlin from a free on 44 minutes. Donegal's first of the second half left it 7-4. But Aoife O'Rourke, as Galway kept chugging away, 47 minutes, pulled Donegal back into a 2-point difference. That was just before the second water break. Donegal 7-5 up at that there stage. Then right after that there, Jerilyn McLaughlin straight into Karen Guthrie. Them two linking up brilliantly all night, but Karen Guthrie very unlucky to see her effort crack the foot of the post, rebound it back into the arms of a gleeful Katie Hearn on the far right, and she cleaned up as Donegal went 8-5 clear. 2 points then there from a row from Jerilyn McLaughlin. First, she won her own free, allowing a point from that there, and then followed that there up with another free on 53 minutes, her 7th of the night actually, even at 10-5. Katie Slaven from a free on 57 minutes from Galway brought them back to within 4 on 10-6. And near the end there, Shauna Brennan, 59 minutes, moved Galway to 7 points, a 10-7 victory in the end for Maxi Kearns girls. He'll be happy enough with that there. Maureen O'Donnell is beside me here in common tonight, former Donegal player. Maureen, I suppose, you know, any side looking to get out of the blocks early in the National League, you want to nail points to the board right away. I suppose probably a mixed bag in a sense there for Donegal night. Got the one, but plenty to work on that.
Yeah, listen, got the one, and that's what's important tonight. Frank, you know, first game of the league this year, went out last year against Westmeath, had a good enough victory, but very shaky performance last year. This year, I thought they were a lot more solid out there. You know, there was a bit of continuity to the game, less changes made. It's a good sign going forward. I mean, and that's a one under the belt. They want 2 more ones now, you know, because I suppose you want to be playing football right up until championship time, and this is the fear if Donegal don't qualify, you know, and these stages, maybe top the group here, there's the possibility of no games in it maybe from March till June, and that's a big spell without any, you know, competitive games. So that's what they'll be aiming anyway for, to top the group. And we have a 3-point victory there tonight. Did very well out there tonight, girls. You know, conditions were very, very slippy, but the pace of the match was very good, Frank, you know, I thought overall.
Yeah, I suppose, listen, there's some new and fresh faces in around the edges there as well, but the more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, Jerilyn McLaughlin with 7 points, Karen Guthrie with 2, Katie Hearn off the bench with 3. You know, going forward, I know it's early doors, but spreading that there load and maybe others chipping in, it'll be key going forward, because Jerilyn there again tonight, 7 points, absolutely brilliant. But at times it probably can look predictable maybe for Donegal, but you know, the caveat is we've 3 or 4 big time players to come back into the equation too. But that's something that we would like to see, and maybe a better spread of scores over there for Donegal.
Yeah, it's probably something that every competitive team now at high level needs is 5-6 scoring forwards, you know, yourself, and the burden seems to always land on the likes of Karen Guthrie, you know, Kitty Ahern and Geraldine, the top 3 scorers last year, maybe Niamh McLaughlin rolling in behind them as well. She can take her scores, you know, at critical times as well, but she's much more of a playmaker out the field. But you see, Donegal are playing overall a very defensive game as well, so unless they get out of the blocks quick from defence after turning over balls and get the ball, and I think they need to get the ball in a lot quicker to them key scorers, you know. And as you say, we definitely need 6 of the forwards on form, because you take one of them big hitters out of a game and competitive match and you're lost, you know, if you don't have your 6 forwards scoring at any given time. Take Geraldine out of the equation there of the night and you're maybe 7 scores down, and that seems to be the way it is over all of the matches, you know, Frank. So that's something Donegal need to improve on big time going forward now into this.
Yeah, I suppose without being too critical, it is very early. 6-2 at half time, you know, a missed penalty from Geraldine there in between as well. You know, they score that there, probably gives them a bit of a cushion. At any stage, you know, especially in the month of February, and you're trying out new things, maybe trying a couple of few fresh faces in there. The important thing is to get those points on the board early on, and then that probably gives you the scope maybe to be a bit more maybe loose and try different things, try different faces going forward. Because Galway there, definitely, I think they ran their bench there the night, you know, lots of changes. Donegal only 2. So I suppose the hope for the management team is get the points on the board and give Gerrs maybe game time then as we go on. That would be the hope.
Yeah, absolutely, I suppose. And maybe he was Maxie was looking to do that tonight, but the gap just never widened enough.
Yes,
that to happen. And unless you have a comfortable enough start and maybe and get a good few points and the gap widens, you can't really try out players. Galway, I suppose, at the end had nothing to lose and they wanted to try and catch it, so they put on some of their players there to try them out. Very young side the Galway have there. They're missing maybe 8 of the senior championship, club championship, Clonbearn team there, so they have a lot of depth to come into that. But we have a lot of depth to come too. Like, it's very, very positive. Like, you know, as you said, that there were goal opportunities there to be taken tonight, Frank, so we could have been a hell of a lot more ahead. Galway pressed, of course, for the goal in the end, which maybe would have taken them over the line, but just didn't get it because Donegal were very good defensively, you know, on there, and they kept them out.
Yeah, no, that is all over here from McCool Park. As we say, Donegal have got off the mark in good fashion here tonight. They've won out 10-7 in the end over Galway, and it's a positive first night for Maxi Kearns, ladies.